Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life. Day 211. There are so many versions of reality, often with substantiated evidence that coincides with it, that if you don't perpetually do valuable research on the research that you're using to support your argument or your reality, you're at the mercy of whatever bozo knows how to type. I recently saw a video with a person in line for coffee, and they were mentioning how wild it is that we live in the day of information where we can kind of prove any angle on any argument. So he immediately pulled up a coffee causes bad eyesight article and a coffee improves your vision article at the same time. And most people I know only look up the first article because they don't want to verify the research because it already verified what they believed enough to Google in the first place. The problem with the age of endless information means there's no real way to know what angle that the researcher used to begin their study. And we have to recognize that companies hire scientists all the time for marketing to prove half-truths and could-be points, often because somebody paid to get the research done in such a way that it would support their hypothesis. And other times, it's to sell a product. And other times still, it's to try to make the world a better place. But we're all somehow responsible for knowing how to tell the difference between them, which is nearly impossible. Having unlimited access to endless unverified information can make dangerous arguments seem valid. History books, Wikipedia, and our television has all normalized the commonplace usage of using untruths in explaining reality. So, we have to look at intention. Is the intention of the point that I'm trying to prove or disprove only to cause more fear? Or is it to make me and society as a whole feel a little safer or in control? Is the information I'm sharing only to sell others a product, or is it to help us understand our impact and the things that we can do on a personal level without spending money on more consumerism and outside sources to solve our problems? Is this study used to make the world a better place for everyone, or does it make it a scarier place for some of us? Remember this the next time you lean heavily into any theory that may affect another person or group of people. I have found that the less that I know about a topic, the more that I want to defend that baseless theory that I have about it. So it's easy to get caught up in our own confirmation biases. And I know I'm not alone. There are many valid versions of reality. Check in with yours and the people around you regularly to make sure that they are coming from a place of love, support, and kindness, and not so much from a place of fear and scarcity, because it's so easy to get caught up in the bad stuff, but that isn't necessarily ours to deal with. It's important to remember how dangerous the endless information can be and how toxic our own echo chambers can be if we don't choose to be careful with the information that we are ingesting. Because unless you're doing the research yourself, most points are fairly quote-unquote provable. It's more a matter of understanding the impact of those points and the intention of making them in the first place. Be conscious of where you're getting your information. Be confident in yourself to check that information and ensure that it's valid, real, and true. And also recognize that even when it's an unbiased source, there's biases in it because it comes from a human being. And all of us are just doing our best, but we're still fallible. So if you find out that your version of reality wasn't as real as you once thought, that has less to do with you and more to do with today's society. But it is also your responsibility to know the difference.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.